Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris show. And we have BB Shea in.
That's it.
First things first, yeah.
Let's get that out of the way. Lineup change. Chris Kelly, Chris Dim, BB Shea.
Hello.
Get used to it for a while, okay? It's possible he'll be out for a
while. Yeah, that's kind of the indicators we're getting.
What we're hearing. Wish him the best, of course. Speedy recovery. Now that I'm on Facebook a lot more, I see a lot of praying hands emojis for Biggie. If I knew how to do that, I would. I would pray for him as well.
Are people tagging you?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. People say that to me, too. They're like, tag me. And I don't know what that is. Mm. I don't know. No, I read a lot of awful comments about myself.
Oh, great.
And a lot of times.
Because Biggie's not here to tell you not to.
Exactly. Yeah, he does it. He intervenes on that. I go to Facebook now a lot more than I used to for pickleball tips, which I'm using to my advantage.
It's smart, too, because, you know, you started, if I may, you started getting your pickle tips from TikTok.
I did.
Which, let's face it, it's just an algorithm for to show you young ladies in their skimpy clothing.
You've seen the evidence there.
Facebook is perfect for pickleball. It's the old people app.
It is. It is. It has really opened my eyes to so many things that are on Facebook. I just scroll. You know, I just keep on scrolling. Suddenly, an hour's gone by.
It's a new world to you. Now, from a lot of people, it's old hat.
I didn't ever do it. I never went on it. I was like, nah, forget it. And somehow, I guess, TikTok or Instagram redirected me to a Facebook video from some guy who posts them all the time. And so now I just go directly to the source. But in addition to getting pickleball tips, I see, well, for instance, our coworker dog and barbecue sandwiches in a car. I'm seeing that. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're linked up.
He does what you do with hot dogs with barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm seeing that. And
I've seen a few of those go past my view. Is it wrong that I don't ever stop?
I wouldn't stop. It's awful. It's awful. I mean,
I don't think I've ever, this to use a sexual term, I've never watched one to completion.
I have.
Jesus.
I sure have. Boy, he goes inside the numbers.
What is his rating scale? Because BB Shea, for hot dogs, you use 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
We use point. He does the same. Yeah.
And he's so into it. Now, it's our coworker named Matt, who does not work with us on this station, but is promotions man and works throughout the building. Absolutely.
We're intertwined.
Love the guy. Love him. He's a big foodie. So is BB Shea.
Yeah.
Biggie used to be a big foodie, but
he's big foodie emeritus.
Yes. Yes.
He's like an honor. What, like a lifetime
adjacent
achievement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a lifetime achievement.
He's the Irving R. Thalberg.
Yeah, that's right.
A big foodie.
That's their.
When they give you a lifetime achievement award, that's it's the Thalberg. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The big foodies used to be this guy, Matt.
Oh, it's just merry band of chunky guys who would eat anything they put in front of them.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So
now their health has declined rapidly.
Oh,
all three.
Like you wouldn't believe. We got a gout over here.
Yeah.
We got obviously Biggie, all sorts of issues. You know, he's got heart problems. He's got cellulitis right now. But this guy, Matt, BB Shea branched off and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start doing hot dog reviews on my own. Solo. And I guess Matt did the same, but for barbecue.
Correct.
So, scrolling Facebook last night. It's the first time I've seen this. There's Matt's big face right in my face. I mean, it's right there.
Does he do the same setup as BB Shea in his car?
Now, I've not seen a BB Shea one. Yes, I have, too. Mm-hmm. You were in
your
car.
It's the exact same setup,
He's in the car.
Mm-hmm. He's just ordered the food.
He says, I got a barbecue sandwich here from, you know, Little Pig.
Johnny's House of Barbecue.
Johnny House of Barbecue over here. He's like, let's take a look at this thing. I like the barbecue to slaw ratio. He does a lot of that, you know, and he shows it to the camera and everything.
Does he open up the sandwich?
Yeah, many times.
Goes spread eagle?
Yep, he goes spread eagle. And
oh, yeah. That's what you want.
I've seen two. The latest one I saw said, this thing's bleeding through the wrapper, so you know it's good. It's like
a good indicator?
Good indicator.
Yeah.
And then I find the camera angle uncomfortably close.
It's a little invasive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm. Does he have one of those, what are they called, a phone holder in his car
he must.
That he turns on?
He must.
because he can't hold it and eat.
Because he's hands free. Okay. And that's another thing. His one hand holds the sandwich, and the other, like, he makes some points with. And I notice it's got like dip and sauce and grease and stuff on it, you know. And he's making his comments, and he will say like, "Look at that wrapper, man! They got to bleed through here. This looks good." And he likes the look of it.
All right.
And then he does it. He takes a bite, and that's really disgusting. When he takes a, and of course, all I'm thinking now is, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself by eating this.
We'll start with the bun, white bread, white flour.
That slaw's got a sugar content through the roof.
Well, you know what you could do, and this may be more of a TikTok thing, is superimpose your little head in front of somebody else's videos and just kind of point at him. Yep. Look at this. Here's what he's doing wrong.
Here's what he's doing to his body. The nitrates, the super processed, the white flour, all of that. Well, I noticed, and I watched it to its completion.
Probably, to the rating?
Yeah, and he gave it, and he was real in-depth, 7.7. I mean, it was a 7.
Lots of decimals.
Yeah, it's a solid sandwich.
Yeah, it was a good one. I've seen two. One of them got like, both got high 7s. Mm. 7, 7, 7, 8. You know, they were up. One of them I was really interested in because it's where I used to work, Henry James Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And he was putting on, they give you a couple of sauces, which they didn't do when I was there. I mean, we're talking 35 years ago when I worked there. But we would give it on request, but now I think you just get them pretty standard that you can pour on the sandwich if you want. Now, they put a dip on, but
that just shined through.
A lot of people were quick to point that out. Most of the comments were, like, he was at Henry James Barbecue, and most of the comments were, go to Speedy's. Go to Brokeback's. Go to this. Go to the BP on Henderson Street. You know, this kind of thing. Go to Climax, and he's writing back. It's on the list. It's on the list. There's a lot of that going on. But he had poured sauce. He goes, it's got a lot of sauce on it, and a lot of people were critical, saying, you don't say sauce. We say dip. We use dip, which is true. We used to call it dip in the barbecue game. So I see a lot of him. And then he'll say, like, tag me in this or tag me in that. I don't know tagging. I haven't learned that yet. I'm new to the whole world of it, you know. In all of that. So what comes up next, awful comments about me, you know, from different. And, in fact, even in some of Matt's videos, you know, it's like, tell Chris Kelly he sucks. I don't even know how they know. We know each other.
They're linked.
But they do that, right? So anyway, I'm seeing a lot more Facebook than I used to.
You know, do you ever consider BB Shea and me, I don't know, you've probably thought this through, but to me, having a 10-point scale with decimals is beyond challenging.
That's 100.
I've always preferred letter grades because you can go A minus A plus.
Weirdly enough, I started off doing letter grades, but then I feel like the 10-point decimal scale, it's just you could fluctuate a little bit more because the difference between an A plus and an A, I mean, I don't even know what the difference is, but then you go 8.3 and 8.8. That's a pretty significant difference.
Well, have you ever had a 10?
No, I don't think it exists.
On your hot dogs, no.
Never had a 10 hot dog?
If you're going to go 8.3, then why not just make it a 1 to 100 scale and call it an 83? You know, if that, you don't even need the point. You can just go.
I guess it's sort of reminiscent of like figure skating numbers, you know?
Or gymnastics.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have any problem. I watched Matt's to completion and two of them.
Did you give it a like? Did you smash that subscribe button?
Don't know how. Don't know how. Chris Tim just asked me this. He said he read something probably online as well. Good question. If you could be on a reality TV show, which would you choose and why? And do you know my answer? Survivor, because it's the only one I know.
How's that? Weird flex.
How's that? Only one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Watched one season of Survivor. He's like, that's the one I would be on, Survivor. And he goes, you know, would you like and subscribe? I'm like, I don't know. I don't smash the like. I don't know. The only time I've ever hearted or liked anything was when I accidentally hearted my daughter's boyfriend's baseball something.
Oh,
not meaning to.
Yeah.
On Instagram, and like my big fingers hovering over it, all of a sudden a big heart appears. Because it says, you know, Chris Kelly just hearted you. And I'm
like, he likes Noah.
Oh, boy. That's a real problem. So, BB Shea, if you could be on a reality TV show, which would it be and why?
Oh, man. Probably Love Island, I would say.
Love Island.
I don't know.
Love Island. Oh, man. I'm unfamiliar. That's a great
It's like
show.
The Bachelor, but sexier.
It's like you put a whole bunch of hot, sexy, I wouldn't fit in, a whole bunch of hot, sexy single people on a villa in like Mallorca or something.
Yeah. You should be on Love is Blind because your wonderful personality. You know, but
yeah, the looks are, you know,
right. But that's on Love is Blind. That's what doesn't matter. You'll wind
that's
up
the worst compliment I've ever heard because you've got a nice personality, but obviously
nobody needs to look at you.
That's Love is Blind. Yeah, yeah. That's what Love is Blind is. You should be on there.
Are you saying he should date blind women?
Yes. Yes. Even better. Even better.
There's an industry for the blind not too far from where
we are. 2 or 3 miles
from. I pass it every day.
Yes. You should go in and use it like as a singles bar.
Hey, ladies.
I'm here.
Anybody want a hot dog?
You could. Next time you do your glizzy review, get over there.
Yeah.
As I was walking down the hall, a colleague said, this is, you know how I'm such a pleaser. No matter who says anything, I just agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what about what they're doing in Washington, D.C. with the government right now? And I know what side he's on. I'm like, mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, he's a big Trumper. And he goes, I love that they are slashing government spending. And I said, you know it, bro. Pow. Pow. Yeah. He's like,
didn't have anything to say about the leak.
I didn't, and he didn't. He didn't say anything about the leak. Now, the leak has become pretty big news. But he said,
is it?
Well, is it? Or it seems like a pretty big misstep to me. Just in reading through things, that seems like something you ought not do where you're just texting around about, let's bomb this country or that country. You know, that doesn't seem like something you should put out on some platform.
Who's that name in the corner of the chat?
Who's this loser? Is he in this? Yeah, this guy from the Atlantic.
The magazine.
That's an issue in my mind. He didn't bring it up. He said, don't you love that we're slashing government spending? I said, oh,
yeah.
I said, yeah, I love it. We're just taking, we're just slashing left and right. And I read something yesterday, and I think this is probably true when it comes to really anything, government. The era of expertise because of social media is over. For instance, an expert says, somebody who's highly trained, make sure you get your vaccines. And what does everybody say? You don't know what you don't know what you're talking about. And you could say it really on anything. It's like, you know, anybody could say, buy this because you need it for the winter. I don't need that. No. Some expert says it and we all are like, that's crap. That's ridiculous. And I see it because of Facebook. Now I'm on it, man. I'm all for it.
Yeah, you're part
of
the problem now.
Oh, totally. I have been completely roped into Facebook. A total about face. Who would have ever seen it? Because I
avoided for so long.
Years.
Arrogantly, some say.
Arrogantly avoiding social media. When I bought an iPhone for the first time.
To impress the new boss.
Yes. The guy at the Apple store, he thought he was hooking me in. I said, tell me about this. What is this? He goes, well, let me show you something. He goes, are you on Facebook? And he started to like go toward it. And I said, no. And he went, oh. He's like, oh.
You like weather?
Yep.
It's a calculator.
For tips.
You can see what time it is in Dubai.